WA E-Learning Experience 2006, showcasing WA LearnScope projects.
Welcome to the final session in the Argyle Room this afternoon. Rowena Malling is the LearnScope manager for LearnScope project manager for this session. They'll be talking about taking an e-step forward, building an e-learning framework and peer support network in business services, and she does have two colleagues that will be assisting her ably, which I'm sure she will introduce throughout the session. Enjoy.
Well, I'm from Swan TAFE, and I'm afraid to say that we're not quite as I'm not quite as creative as a lot of the presenters that you have seen so far this afternoon. I've got business admin management stamped all over me, and so we have a series of PowerPoints here with bullet points, and you'll just have to forgive me for that. The purpose of this particular project was really to look at business services in Swan TAFE, a relatively new college formed from the merger of several colleges, and in the business area, you know, several of us felt that we were lagging behind, and in terms of being able to deliver blended delivery or flexible or online delivery to our students, and there was a recognition that we actually needed to gain those skills ourselves. So for those of you that have been in this area several years, we were real beginners. And for some of you, I don't know, that might take you back sort of 3, 5, 7 years. We're back where you were. And this whole experience has been really an eye-opening one for us. There are 6 team members, and I have a couple of photos of them. So we have Lorraine and Henry. Lorraine's here today. And Lorraine will be up here shortly, and then myself, Catherine, Pam and Sue. Now we came from 4 different campuses of Swan TAFE, so Thornley, Carlisle, Balga and Midland were all represented on the team. So originally we were product driven, we wanted something that we would be able to use with our students and to attract students in. And make us, you know, be able to deal with those student queries of, is this available externally? Can I do this online? And so, you know, we wanted to develop our own skills, but also to be able to come up with blended approaches that we could make available to the students. So we were hoping to develop some flexible resources for 3 units of competency and have this available to on-site students and also to trainees in the workplace, because our current arrangement with trainees in the business area is that if the workplace is unable to provide training in that particular unit or cluster of units, then the students come in and attend training at one of the campuses. But this can be very inconvenient because of the rather lockstep approach to training that most of us adopt in timetabling, where it's, you know, that block of time, that room, every week for so many weeks. And so we were hoping that this would flow on into the trainee delivery. Very importantly for us, because we really were beginners, we wanted to look at the resources that were around. We'd heard a little bit about things, we'd heard people say, well, some are good and some are not so good. We needed to learn right from the beginning about learning management systems, how to facilitate e-learning and how to customise e-learning training resources. So they were our objectives for our professional development at the beginning. We also wanted to be able to engage effectively in discussions on e-learning. We didn't understand the jargon. I remember the first session that I went to and people were talking about Moodling and blogs and things like that, and I did not understand what they were referring to. You know, I really didn't know. And so that was a major benefit for us. Also, by going through and developing some learning programs, we were hoping that we would be able to model the good practice of the people that were training us. And so we would develop skills in facilitation. We did a skills audit questionnaire. So one of the measures of success for our group is, what did we know before and what do we know now at the end? We're not quite at the end. The end for us is in about 2 weeks. But It's a subjective thing. It's really how do I perceive my skills? How do my team members perceive their skills before and after? In doing that, I won't bore you with the whole thing, but it was basically one page, and so we were looking at our background and our overall technology knowledge. So, in other words, our preparedness to actually engage in training in e-learning. So what did we know, and where was our skill level? The bottom half of pre-skills audit looked into the new technology and to gauge our understanding or knowledge of the new technology. It was really hard even just to do a questionnaire when you don't know what the questions should be, when you've really got no background at all. But we've all completed that questionnaire, and now we will do the same questionnaire again at the end and see how we score ourselves. At the bottom, we listed individual outcomes that we were hoping to achieve from the program. So it'll be interesting when I pull those out and give them to everyone to see if people can say, well, yes, I did achieve that, or I achieved something else that I wasn't expecting to achieve. Our project was structured around 5 workshops. So we covered introduction to toolboxes, we've looked at evaluating e-learning training resources that are available, CERT 2 and 3 in business. We're to look at skills in learning management systems, selecting a system, come back to that one, customising training resources and developing student resources. So we were product driven as well as there for our professional development. Okay. What's happened so far? We've had our introduction to toolboxes. We can access and evaluate e-learning training resources. We've done creation of learning objects and developed student training resources. What's yet to happen? Now, our workshops started a little bit late, and so we hadn't yet really done a lot on learning management systems. We've spent a little bit of time on WebCT, the old version, but because we're developing our learning objects now, we actually are now going to have a final session, probably in a week and a half, where we're going to actually learn WebCT 6. And so we will put our learning objects into, see how good we are with the language now for people that knew nothing. So that's a really important thing. So the whole customisation, the student trials, we're focusing now on one particular unit. It's scheduled for delivery late November, December, and that will be trialled with the students. One of the real benefits of participating in the LearnScope for us has been the additional outcomes. We went in with, you know, in mind the focus, we've got to learn toolboxes, learning management systems, come up with something that we can use with the students. But through being involved in a LearnScope project, we actually were the recipients of, you know, a large range of professional development opportunities. So at different times, members of the group have attended digital storytelling, podcasting, Illuminate, and we've used ARID, the applications for rapid e-learning development. And it's the ARID that we're actually going to be using with our students. And so at this point in time, Catherine and Lorraine are going to show you a couple of the learning objects that we've developed using ARID.
Okay, we developed 2 little tasks for the students to try out, just as a sample, to see how they would actually go. And the first one we set up was a labelling screen. We're doing the unit organised schedule, which is part of the CERT 3 in business admin. And this one will work well with our delivery for this term, so that's why we've actually concentrated on this one. And the idea is that once the students come in, even though we'll be doing a lot of practical tasks with them, they can actually follow this through to see how to do the electronic side of making appointments. So the first task we're doing is they're actually just going to be labelling the screen with this one, so there's 6 little labels that they have to put on certain parts of the screen. Again, if they get it right, they get the okay and congratulations. If not, it tells them that they've got it wrong. Do one wrong.
Yeah, you're very clever. Getting it right.
So it tells you to try again if you've got made a mistake. But this is a very sort of a simple labelling task, but it's just an initial start-off one to to make sure they actually know the different parts of the screen that they're going to be operating from.
I just ask a question here. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with Harris. Is that a program that you're using to do this to create?
Yes.
So you can actually,
yes. So we've screened up these screens and then we've set up our labeling to drop it in our
world. Okay. It's been a fantastic job. Congratulations.
And
then
once you've finished, it comes up. Now all of these little ones here where it says congratulations, it's got a little message in there. You have the option to actually put your own messages in. So we've opted to put the congratulations and then a little message. So you could actually tell them they've completed that one, they could go on to the next task, whatever you like. So that one's about finished, and that means they've got that one all right. Our next little task that we did again is in ARID. We've done a sequencing task, and with this one we've got six screens which we've screened up again from our Microsoft Outlook, showing a person with a blank screen first, and then they're going to make an appointment, and what sort of screens would pop up in that order to make the appointment, and then the last two in this sequencing actually ask them to go back and change the appointment venue, and then it confirms that at the end that it's actually been done. So again, it's just a drag and drop. You can go down to the bottom and check your answer to find out if you've got it right, and then keep going on. And you also have a little more info under each of those pictures as well, so if you wanted to add a little bit more instruction for your students, they didn't understand what they've got to be doing.
So you're resequencing those, are you?
Yeah, we're resequencing those into the right order. I think the main challenge for us on this one, which you don't know, is that we had a little bit of trouble with the actual sizing. Right, so even now they might need a little bit sort of more fine tuning to make them see them a little bit clearer. And then once you've done that one again, you can give your message and go on. With all of the ARID one, it also gives you the opportunity to tell the student if they want to do a backup as a paper version or a print version. It gives them an option, then they can actually go to that and choose that print version as well if they want to.
We have a couple more drafted as well as some text material. And so hopefully when we have our final session on WIS-DT6, we'll put all this into the learning management system and trial it with the students and see how they feel about it. LearnScope for us was, you know, a very different thing to do, and I guess that the final question really that we were discussing is, would we do it again? And we sort of feel that it does provide so many opportunities that we weren't aware were available. That yes, we would. We now understand a lot more about jargon than we did, and I guess what it is, it's been a confidence exercise. So we feel a lot more confident about this and about introducing it into blended delivery in our classes. Thank you very much.
Thanks to participants that allowed us to record their presentation.